got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
With the weather, we were just mentioning it, Jessica, getting so much better at the moment across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. We were just talking in that song. You and your fiance went to the beach last night in Torquay. Yeah. On Monday night, my wife and I took our son down to Eastern Beach with our son, Jack.
Lovely.
Had his first little kick in the in ocean water,
oh,
which was great.
Was that the first time?
Yeah, first time. Broke the 50-metre record as well for freestyle. So,
God, a little prodigy.
No pressure.
Excellent.
Going to the beach, do you find yourself when you go to the beach, you just take so much stuff? Now, if you go, all right, we're going to go down there for like a couple hours. Like some people have got those massive trolleys. I know that like your family does a big beach Christmas.
Yeah, my family do a big beach setup.
It takes a while to set that up, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
so I usually just go down by myself.
You let them set it up and you go, I'll see you in half an hour when it's all set.
Well, the most that Akshay, if my fiance Akshay and I are going to the beach by ourselves, the most we'll ever take is like an umbrella. And that's if we're going to be there for a while.
And a couple of towels.
Like last night we brought a couple of towels with us. We didn't end up swimming because it was just too cold. But there were people swimming.
Okay.
And I was very impressed.
Can I say something that might upset you?
Here we go.
I'm so on the fence if this, because of who you are, you might be like, nah, this is fine. Or you might, everything in your body might be saying that shouldn't be here at the beach. How do you feel about a bath towel at the beach?
Play on.
See, this is what I was worried about.
Towel's what do you mean? Last night, Akshay packed a bath towel. He packed one bath towel and one beach towel. I was like, what is this? What are you doing?
Because I saw at Eastern Beach a couple of bath towels. And my wife was like, oh, no. Like, that's for the bathroom. That's what are they
Maybe
doing?
Maybe it's just a really plain beach towel.
I don't know. She said she saw a Vera Wang tag. And I don't know if that's a good towel
Vera
brand.
Wang.
Yeah, apparently
I didn't
she's
even know
making
Vera
towels.
Wang was, I thought she was making... wedding dresses, well, mate, towels.
Obviously, the next big market after wedding dresses
of course,
is towels.
Naturally.
I've spent a lot of money a long time ago. My wife was really upset on these massive beach towels. I like big beach towels.
Oh, yeah.
So the normal ones you buy, I always find them too small. And I'm not super tall.
What about a bath sheet? Because bath sheet, probably bigger than a beach towel.
Yeah. But I could tell that there was just something in the sand that was making my wife in particular a bit uneasy.
Right.
That someone was using a bath towel at the beach. And what I thought we could do on 5223295, can you take a bath towel to the beach to lie on?
Sure.
Because I know it's the smallest thing. Like there's obviously different sizes. But seeing just like a no-patterned towel.
Yep.
That's got the what like we like
and you, often like you said it, especially if it's like a hotel, like you know when you're on holiday and you haven't brought your own towel, so you're like, oh hey, can I bring a towel? Yeah, no worries, just take your towel from your room. What?
Yeah,
you mean the tea towel that you left for me to dry myself with, that thing.
5223295, is it okay to bring a bath towel to the beach?
Because we've just had a call from Laura in Newtown. Laura, there's a very specific reason why you need to use a beach towel over a bath towel, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Look, it's not so much about the print or the size. It's practicality. It won't clean the same with a bath towel.
Oh.
It's the fabric, Tim.
I don't know if it's woven differently. Maybe it's finer for a beach towel. But with a bath towel, the sand will not come out the same.
That makes sense. Because I was curious if maybe either the bath towel or the beach towel, one absorbs more water. Because you would imagine the bath towel might absorb more water than a beach towel. But that kind of... Because if the beach towel's flicking off the sand, is that what you're saying, Laura?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is more absorbent if you use a bath towel.
Okay.
But it also is absorbing the sand. And you'll notice when you put them in the wash, it doesn't come out the same.
All right. Well,
You have blown my mind, Laura. You have.
I believe Mari in Barwon Heads has given us a call as well on 5223295. Mari, does it make you a bit uncomfortable to see a bath towel when you go to the beach?
No, not at all. I think a towel's a towel, as Jess said.
Jess's classic catchphrase.
Even after the bombshell that Laura just dropped on us, Mari?
No. Towel's a towel, but I use a sarong. I don't use a towel when I go to the beach.
Oh, no, Mari, we had sarongs, and they do sweet nothing. To dry yourself and to sit on, it's like sitting on paper towel. It's so thin, Mari.
Yeah, but at the same time, it dries in no time. You just flick it and it's yeah, dry.
See, so does wet newspaper.
Murray's from Bowen Heads, Tim. I think she knows something about it.
No. A newspaper would dry quick if you left it out on the concrete
Do I need to get a sarong for summer?
No. Trust me, I've got so much paper towel left over. It does the exact same job. If anything, toilet paper can be the backup. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, this morning before I came into the office, I had to run a few errands. Something I've been putting off for a long time. I've got a couple weddings coming up and I've got dresses that I need altered. And I was like, I've been putting this off for too long. I'm going to go to the alterations place this morning. So I popped in with my dresses and I want to play a game of how much do you think it cost to get these alterations done.
Okay, now, I think for context, we need some information about the type of place you went to. So where in town was it without giving, obviously, away too much?
Okay, so like I went to just a typical alterations place, right? So they do, you know, all sorts of garments. They can, you know, make things that they can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
bloody duh.
You know, it was a, you know, a pretty nice alteration.
It's a decent skill set to have.
Absolutely.
I feel like
is.
An underappreciated skill set.
Oh, and as someone who does sew, I know what goes into making, like, you know, it's just a hemline, but it is a very difficult fabric to work with. So I didn't trust myself. I was like, I'm willing to pay someone for this.
Okay.
So I got two dresses. We had to get, you know, because I'm too short, they had to get taken up.
Like a pant leg?
Yes.
I know a guy that does pant legs.
One of the dresses had to be taken up 22 centimetres.
That's more than two-thirds of a ruler.
So much.
Why are you so short?
Anyway, so both the dresses had to be taken up. One of the dresses had to have the straps altered as well.
Okay.
How much
did
the total alterations cost?
So do they ask questions saying like, oh, what's this dress for? Like, because I know like...
They did ask me what it was for.
After my wedding, I got my suit dry cleaned and they were like, yeah, that'll be
$40. Yeah.
I was like, what about my wife's wedding dress? And they're like, that'd be $700.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if it wasn't a wedding dress? What if it was just a white dress? They were like,
well, I get $40. That, you know, they're obviously putting, it's a little bit of a harder job, right? Yeah.
I'm going to give myself three guesses and you can higher or lower me.
Okay.
So two dresses.
Two dresses.
Shoulders, straps, and a full meter hemmed up because you are a child's height.
It was a particularly long dress.
First guess, $85.
Higher.
$120?
Higher.
Right.
At this point, I want to note that one of the dresses was only $35 to purchase.
$160.
Keep going.
All right. No, I've done my three. Okay. No, actually, I'm going to get it. $182.
Nope. Higher.
$212.
Higher.
$242.
Higher.
$300.
No, lower. $249. Timothy.
Well, you know, firstly, it's not their fault you're a short ass.
It's not. It's honestly not. You're right. It's been so long since I've had something altered. I didn't know that Cozzy Lives had affected the alterations industry.
You could have just bought two dresses to size for that price.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. One of the dresses was only $35 to purchase, and I've now spent triple that to try and...
Oh, you paid the money.
Yep.
Ooh.
I need the dress.
It would be an entire... You're like wearing a curtain.
Yeah.
The length that you seem to have purchased.
Yeah, I needed it done.
Wow.
But honestly... I'm going to pull out the sewing machine again and just start doing a side hustle.
Yeah,
this is the prices that we are getting charged, oh boy, I need to really work on that skill.
Cost of living, hemlines, they're all high. It's really, really challenging at the moment.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
How many tries did it take you before you got your L's and then your P's?
Two failed L's.
Yeah.
Successful on the third. Straight through the hazards. What a king.
Nice.
Straight onto peas.
Lovely.
I don't test well. It's been like paper tests.
Yep.
Not a rememberer and like a put it down on the paper.
I was going to say, because you are a much better driver than me, but I got straight through in both tests. So what does that say about driving?
But like, no offense, did your dad know the instructor or something?
How dare you assume?
Like something's wrong. Something's like, I've just.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you pick me up to go to work some days. If it's raining, because you're an absolute legend, you'll pick me up. And like every time you pick me up from my house, there is this one curb that you just hit every time.
Uh-huh.
And
then it should get out of my
all
way.
You do is you go, whoopsies. I just.
Wow.
But yeah.
There is someone in the UK.
Proves there's a flaw in the system is all I'll say.
That has set a new record for the amount of attempts, failed attempts.
Right.
And then a successful pass.
Because the thing with the L's and that, you got to pay to take that test. Yeah. And the hazards as well. P's, if you fail, it costs money.
This individual has decided to stay anonymous, probably for good reason. Broke the record for the driving theory test attempts at a test centre in Redditch. I don't know where Redditch is in the UK, but it broke the old record by a few attempts. They failed to pass their theory test 59 times.
So that's the L's, essentially.
Yep. And on the 60th go,
hey,
we're in.
You beauty, get her on the road.
$2,600 was spent on test attempts.
At what point, as you know, because like my parents paid for the money for my car test because, you know, I was 16 and I was like, I don't have money.
Yeah.
What am I going to do here? At what point do you think your parents start going, oh, no, I think you need to get a job to be
after
able to pay
the third
for this.
One.
After the third one, it's you got to pay for
I'm
it.
Not making 59 attempts, Tim.
That's a lot of, like, what's going wrong? Is it like, because I know some people can get very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I believe I've stolen my wife's driving confidence because I drive around so much.
Right.
She's lost it.
Yeah.
And it's my fault. And I feel horrible for that. Like if she was to retest.
Yeah.
I don't know how she'd go.
How's this? I've been teaching.
That's my whatever you're about to say.
I know, right? I've been teaching my fiancé how to parallel park because he's from Queensland.
Right.
And he's just moved to Victoria recently and has never had to parallel park before.
Have I told you because there was an incident at my dad's house with your fiance.
Yeah.
He reversed into their driveway is like a snake, like an S.
He reversed into some bushes.
Straight into the Agapanthers. With a reverse camera, so I don't know how it's done.
Yeah,
To alleviate that problem, Dad has straightened the driveway.
Are you joking?
He's redone the whole entire thing.
We're going to have to come for a visit, aren't we?
Why'd you do that? He was like, oh, you know, when Ash Kay visited.
Ash Kay!
I was like, oh, that's not his name. did your fiancé fail his license attempts?
I believe he got him first go too. So there really is a flaw in the system.
He's not a confident driver.
No, he also has a big car. So
it's the same size as mine.
Yeah, but he's not confident.
Well, yeah, sorry. And he can't park, you know, while we're on top of
it. But I thought 52232955. Let's try and find the person in Geelong and the Surf Coast that has the most test attempts.
Most fails.
Yes.
How many times have you failed?
Wear it as a badge of honour.
Oh,
wear
yeah.
it proudly.
I think we should start as three because currently I'm leading with two. As someone who failed their L's twice and was just so upset and furious that I couldn't pass.
Yeah.
But then once because I knew that I would do the actual driving test well and I got my P's on the first go, it just...
Yeah.
Just didn't happen. And then people like you pass your L's.
How dare you? I studied hard.
You drive out on the road like a goat that's been given the keys to a Suzuki. Swerving all
the
over the road.
The greatest of all time. You're correct.
And we thought we could try and find some people that have failed their license a fair few amount of times. Now, this is a special person that's called through, Jess. This is Matt. Calling through from Lang Lang. I'm sure there's a bit of static coming through from Lang Lang, Matt, but we appreciate you giving us a call. Now, Lang Lang, forgive me if I'm wrong, there's a Vic Roads in Lang Lang, isn't there, Matt?
Jesus, that's a great question. I'm not too sure.
Because
I don't think there is, no.
Right.
I haven't got much standing.
Because what I did growing up is, because I grew up near Lang Lang, so I did my test in Frankston, and the whole thing was if I failed in Frankston,
Seaford. Yep.
You can always go out to Lang Lang because there's less traffic lights. That was the whole thing. So, Matt, you called through. How many times have you failed your license, mate?
Going for me, P's, I failed 17 times in a row.
No, put the disclaimer on, Matt. Tell Tim what you told me because you said you were going for your manual license.
I was going for my manual license. Mum and Dad said to me from day one, you have to get your manual license. That way you can drive any vehicle. just in case something happens, you can jump into a manual, you can drive it, no worries. I said, yeah, that's fine. It should be, you know, a piece of cake. You know, I'll go through it. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, no, shit out.
All right, Matt.
Matt, what were some of the failings? Like, what made you fail for over those 17 times?
Because it was three stalls and you're out, isn't it, per test?
It wasn't the stalls. The whole handbrake thing.
Start,
was
yeah. Honestly,
that's the worst thing ever.
The handbrake hill start, if you know how to do it, you feel like Iron Man once it happens. Because Matt,
you're on the clutch. Yeah, I reckon I'll burn a couple of clutches, but yeah, it doesn't matter.
So can you remember how much that set you back financially to fail 17 times?
I don't know, because Mum and Dad paid for the first five, and they said after that, that's it, I'm giving up. You pay for the rest. I said, what do you mean? You told me to do
the
it.
Rest.
I'm happy to give me auto. It's easier.
Oh,
never since then. I'm there 33 years old. I went for it when I was 18 years old to 19. I've never driven a manual since. What a joke that was.
Yeah, it sounds like it's scarred you, Matty. We appreciate your call. Hopefully you're cruising out there in a manual now, you know, doing your hill starts.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know when you're like, maybe you're chatting to a colleague, a friend, or maybe especially in the lead up to, like, if you celebrate Christmas, a lot of those like work parties and those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know how like you try and give someone a compliment and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit, and you find yourself starting to say something and then you have to kind of like backtrack. You'd be like, oh, Jess, like I really like used to get in so late and now like, well, not you didn't get in late, like, but you were, it could have been earlier. Well, you know, like.
Yeah, my fiance said to me the other night, he said exactly, you look really great tonight. It's like you don't even care. You're real comfortable. You just let yourself go. It looks great.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, what? Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd get this out there because we've still got a couple of weeks before we take some time off over the holiday period. I know we're going to be away for a week or two. But it's just getting to that point of the year. You know, everyone's a little bit tense if they haven't finished their Christmas shopping. And I just wanted to kind of put my hand up and flag and be like, hey, you're missing the mark on some things that you've been saying to me, Jess. And
I thought, have.
Yeah, definitely.
What did I say?
A couple in particular. So the other day I came to work. And you were like, oh, you look like you've like got a good night of sleep.
You did. You looked very well rested.
Right. So, and because I've got a newborn at the moment, my four-month-old son, Jack, yeah, sleep's all over the place at the moment. We're figuring it out, my wife and I. But like, so I hadn't thought that I'd been looking super, super tired.
It's not that you look super tired. It's just that I notice now when you look rested. And I want to compliment you on that for having a good night's sleep.
So I just thought I'd let you know just in case. You want to say this to someone else? That's
sure.
Not a compliment.
Not
a
great a
nice
thing, to,
thing
say.
To say.
Fair enough. Okay, I'll take that one off the list.
Second one, we were talking, I think you might have just like brought this up by yourself. Like we were just sitting here in silence. And you're
don't
like,
you dare.
No. I think you said something along the lines of, you know, I always never understood when people would make jokes, Tim, about your hairline being so high. But now since you've cut your hair real short, I get action. No.
Listen here.
Did you stop speaking because you realised what you were saying?
We were looking at old photos of you and I. There was a photo that came up from Christmas like 7 years ago.
2017.
And I said, I never understood when you would complain about your hairline. Like I just didn't
it's
get
just
it.
High. It's just high.
I've never seen how, it's never been high to me before.
Right.
And now looking
and
at.
And you said, and now I see. Well, no, I won't say
No. So, and I won't say it again.
So now I just thought I'd let you know.
God, this all happened in one day, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. Just thought again I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know I was sensitive about it.
Yep.
Until yesterday. So
could be worse. You could have Tom's hairline.
From the Brekkie Show.
Yep.
He doesn't have one.
Yeah.
That's unnecessary, Jess. What
you could have.
You can't just to
I'm
save,
just saying
save
it could
me,
be worse.
Just you can't save me a hurt by turning it in one direction and doing someone who can't defend themselves right now. He's homesick. You're having a go at the Brekkie's hairline.
He's probably not listening.
Okay. Well, just thought, you know.
Well, those are only two hurtful things. I haven't said anything else to you.
What'd you say about my son's hair
the other
day? I don't
want to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen. Your son is beautiful.
He is. He's 4 months old. He's adorable.
I love him so much.
Whose hair did you compare his to?
I said that when we had lunch the other day.
We were out in the wind.
And his hair was blowing in the wind. It reminded me of Donald Trump.
And his toupee. Need I say any more?
You didn't disagree with me.
I just think you can't come to work wearing Christmas dresses pretending to be this friendly person when you're throwing around haymakers like it's a roast session. So.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Earlier today we were talking about our work Christmas party. It's happening this Friday. We're planning to go out afterwards, after the work Christmas party.
This wheeze.
Okay, well, you're not coming
very
out.
Very exclusive of me.
You don't really go out all that much anymore.
I was saying to Sarah, who is the receptionist here, she was like, when was the last time you went out that wasn't involved with work? Like, out to a nightclub.
Sure, yeah.
And I believe it's 2016.
More?
Last time
where
I was
joking?
Like, I'll go out just with my mates to a club. Not a bar, not a pub or anything. Like, go to the pub all the time. But not gone to a nightclub.
Right.
Since 2016.
Oh, my God, Tim.
Because you and I have done some work events at nightclubs, but I'm not counting
that
those. Just because we had a good time while we were doing some work.
We were getting paid to be there.
The last time I actively went out was a very long time ago.
Okay, well, that would have probably been before you met your lovely wife,
It was. I remember the exact time and place. I remember thinking back to be like, oh, that's the last time because I'm never going to have to go out for a club again.
Well, let me tell you about this new bar that's opened up in the UK. And let's just cast our mind back to when you were a young single man, Tim. Mm-hmm. Is this the kind of bar that you would want to be in? It's a new bar and it's caused a bit of a stir because of some house rules that they've put in. So basically they've got a few rules where you kind of have to, you're not allowed to shout, you're not allowed to do any loud behavior.
That's good.
You're not allowed to name drop anybody in this bar. I don't know why this was such a big thing.
I know Tom from Tom Lingy and Loggy.
Yeah. But the biggest one is that men are forbidden from introducing themselves to women.
I mean, how do you police that though?
Well, this is the thing.
Is it like high school stuff where it's like women on one side of the bar, men on the other?
Well, no, like if the woman approaches the man, they can have a conversation. But it's kind of like Bumble in real life. Like women have to make the first move in this bar.
It just reminds me of an all-girls school and an all-boys school having a combined dance.
Yeah.
And they're all so nervous to go and interact.
You go talk to him. You do.
But the guys aren't. They're just like, well, you're handcuffed to the wall until a lovely lady comes and speaks to you.
Right.
Because I like that
concept. Is this
concept.
The sort of thing that you would have liked as a single man? Like,
I don't know. I feel like I can chat well with people. But you need to, like, that just happens naturally in life.
Yeah.
And whether that's like, I can't remember going up and ever approaching.
Oh, I would have been too petrified. Especially if someone's like beautiful looking. Like,
you've got to pick up, that's the whole thing. If you're picking them purely off, well, I guess you're picking them off looks.
That's
anyway,
why I was so excited when a lot of people don't know that I met my fiance at a speed dating night.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that we had the speed dating night to be able to talk to one another because he was way too attractive for me to ever have approached him in real life.
Right, so it forced you.
It forced me to have the conversation.
But imagine if he wasn't allowed to speak until you'd finished your sentence.
I would hate this bar. I would hate it. I think it's much better for the men.
Because it seems like it's creating more of an awkward situation and more of like a, if you don't get picked, you're really just not putting anything
out
there,
right?
But I
guess it's good for like confident women if they were just like, they can make their choice. They know they can go to this bar and not get hit on by guys.
I do kind of like that. What I think it should be, and maybe we should set this up somewhere in town.
Yeah.
Kind of similar, but instead we just have all females in the crowd. And then guys get 60 seconds to come up on stage, tell a little bit about him, you know, chuck in a skill if you want. And then we can just be like, someone in the crowd goes, yeah, I'll take him. But then if
like
no
an
one,
auction.
Yeah, like an auction. And then if no one wants him, we'll just send him straight to the back.
Wow.
I know, it's brutal. But this
That is brutal.
It's kind of what I'm imagining this bar is like anyway.
I kind of love it. Mate, look, we haven't got anything organized for Valentine's Day yet next year. Do we have an auction?
I love auction.
Yes.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.